friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 38 of Friends with a Twist. I am Madison, joined by my sexy co-host,
Kenzie.
Hey, hey.
I think that's me.
Yeah, that's you. Thank you so much for joining us. For those people just starting to listen, welcome. And to our faithful, loving listeners out there, thank you. We so appreciate you. Thank you for listening once again to this shit show. Just kidding. It's awesome. So
it's an awesome shit show. Yeah.
After this episode, if you do like what you hear, there is a way to support the show. You can hop on over to buymeacoffee.com, search FWAT podcast, and you can donate to buy us a coffee or a fireball or whatever. All the proceeds that we do receive that way go to support this show and the podcast overall. There will be a bonus little mini episode from Miss Kenzie if you support us on Buy Me a Coffee. She's going to delve a little bit more into the differences between Desire Pearl and Desire RM, Riviera Maya, which will make more sense once we get into our chick chat as to why she's doing that.
So bring it back to this episode. We will get the party started with our chick chat segment where we detail what's new in our sexy, swinging, and vanilla lives. We have those too. Mm-hmm. Then life in the lifestyle, we're going to wrap up our three-part series on initiating and fulfilling those MFM fantasies.
Yes.
Ooh, should be good. And then our going deep segment will be a bit of a sexy story from yours truly, Kenzie, yes, from our recent desire trip. So a very desire focused episode. So I hope that's okay with everybody. Bear with us if that's not your thing, but hopefully it'll be entertaining nonetheless.
Oh, it will be. But trust me.
We're going to fucking make it entertaining. Yeah.
Speaking of making it entertaining, we are going to hop into our chick chat segment, and we started off with our fireball shots. Thank you. Here we go. Cheers. Woo. That was a good one. Good clink. And a good shot. Ooh. Perfect.
Oh, goddamn. That's okay. Amazing.
I thought it was okay.
I feel warm and fuzzy now.
Yes, I feel warm. Not so fuzzy. All right, so how about I get things started?
Please do.
Me, Madison. Hi. I don't have as much to say as I know you would like to say about your trip, so let me get my shit over with. How about that?
This is going to be good shit.
So I have happy news. Barry recently came back from all his crazy work travels. Like, yay! He's officially back home for good. Like, I get him all the time. I get him every night now. I had him real good last night.
All day, every day.
We are making up for lost time. Fucking like rabbits. So that is all good and positive. I'm fucking happy. But I will say that distance or absence does definitely make the heart grow fonder. Aww. I don't know if that's really good advice to anyone out there having relationship troubles. But I'll tell you, several months where you barely get to see him could be really good because you'll realize how much you fucking love and miss them. Yeah. And no, we were not having troubles. I'm just saying, like, I legitimately like realize how much like I just fucking loved the boring vanilla day-to-day stuff or going to bed and just having him next to me.
Sure.
This morning or maybe sometime overnight, I didn't even tell Barry this. He's listening right now. But I woke up in the wee early morning hours and I kind of stretched my right arm out and he sleeps to the right of me. And I just felt this like naked cock and I jumped for a minute. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, Barry's back. It's okay. Like, I literally jumped for a minute. I was like, fuck, whose cock is this? Yeah, it's my husband's. It's fine.
Could have been any number.
God, it could have been anybody.
I mean, Jesus.
No, I knew it
was
him.
But yay, it was Barry.
Yay. No, but like, it's just been so long that I just nonchalantly reached over and I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Not anger. I wasn't mad.
No, right. Just surprised.
Yeah. I was just kind of funny.
Got to readjust a little.
So anyway, as we've been talking about the end of next month, end of May, May 19th, Barry and I are going to Temptation. Yay! So I have started my vacay prep. Trying to eat better, although we just ate a bunch of cheese and crackers. I began tanning. Sorry. I have about a week and a half in of tanning. Ooh. So I'm trying to get real nice and brown before I get there. Mm-hmm. So I don't sunburn on day one.
Right.
And actually, exactly 1 week from when we are recording this, it's my birthday. Woo! So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck we're going to do. I know that I want to do some sort of day drinking, probably with you, yep. Kenzie.
I'm there. I'm in.
And if Barry isn't tied up with work things or other things that I know he potentially does have, I would like Barry to be there. Mm-hmm. Gary will show up probably at some point.
Whether we want him or not.
He's just there. Love you all. So we got to figure that out. And I want to do some sort of sexy party too. So I don't know if we're going to go out for Cinco de Mayo at like PGC. I think that's the first Friday. Or if mm-hmm. we wait till Saturday. I actually remember this from last year. It's one of the owners or hosts, whatever, their birthday too. So they're doing like a sexy birthday bash on my actual birthday.
Okay.
So I don't know if we might go to PGC one of those 2 days. I'm open to anyone reaching out if they would just like to maybe do a gangbang or something. I don't know. The options are fucking endless, but I'm here for it. So maybe just let us know if you're going to go out next weekend. I'll make it work. So that's that. And news for both of us. We found out about a week or so ago from several people on our social media that we were nominated once again for the ASN Awards for Best Entertainment Podcast.
Which is crazy.
I can't freaking believe it.
It's even crazier than last year.
I have no idea who initially nominated us this year. No. I think I know who did last year. Mm-hmm. Our good friends, we'll call them Tess and Pearls. They definitely really
led the charge to get us.
I was like, what's the word? Put their foot out there? I don't know. Put their dick out there for us.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, that's always
literally
good.
Yeah, that was great too. But no, seriously, whoever nominated us, we're flattered, we're humbled, and we don't expect to win anything ever. We don't expect to be nominated for anything ever. It's honestly just a blessing to have our name out there. So if you do feel so inclined to help vote for us for the ASN Lifestyle Best Entertainment Podcast Award, we'd be happy to accept that. But no pressure either way. We're happy regardless.
Yes.
Seriously. But thank you.
Thanks.
And I think that's about all that I have. So, Kenzie, you just got back about a week or two ago with Gary. You guys went to Desire RM, and that's not your usual go-to place. This is different.
Yeah, yeah, we mixed it up.
So why? How was it? Give us the good stuff.
So the why, when we were at Pearl last year, we had a lovely trip. It was wonderful. But I felt that we didn't really connect with as many people as normal. And that kind of prompted me to think about maybe it was time to give RM another try. So I sweet-talked Gary into making those reservations. So we ended up booking RM for this year. And I don't think either of us was disappointed would be the very short version of that story. So many highlights. So we were fortunate to reconnect with friends of ours who I have talked about on a previous episode. If you are a longtime listener, you may recall from episode 15 hearing about Elon and Sophia.
Ooh.
And again, that was episode 15, Popping Your Full Swap Cherry. They are about to make a second go at the podcast life here. So let me just start with that, I guess. So we found out that they were able to travel kind of like similar dates. And again, these are our friends from Germany. So it was really, we haven't seen them for, my gosh, 4 years, I think it was. So,
oh, snap.
Yeah. Haven't seen them for a while. I mean, we keep in touch, you know, over like social media kind of things. But obviously, we haven't seen them in many years. So it was super exciting to know that they were going to be there the same time as us, that we were going to have a chance to, you know, hang out again and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
I won't go into the boring details, but Gary and I had a shit travel day. getting there. Flight delayed, blah, blah, blah. Immigration was a pain. We finally get to RM. Like, yes, thank Jesus. Here we are in the sun. I can't wait to get my clothes off. Room's not ready yet. Like, go have lunch and then we'll get you your fine. Okay.
No
fine.
Big deal. Yeah. That's normal.
So as maybe luck would have it or fate would have it, we go to have lunch, you know, down by the pool, and we walk in to get a table, and there on our left are Elon and Sophia having their own lunch. So it was really, honestly, it was really cute because they jumped up and, you know, we all had a big hug and like, yay, it's so good to see you again. And like that kind of thing. So we ended up kind of like sitting with them at lunch, and it was just really nice to be able to see them again. And definitely it felt like we hadn't lost any time. Like we were able to just kind of pick right back up and what's new with you. And, you know, it was just it was really fun to see them and just to kind of know that that connection was still there, essentially.
Like sexual energy right off the bat?
I mean,
like ready to jump into bed?
I mean, I probably would have like... It wasn't that, like, I don't know, like, my pussy wasn't throbbing right there at lunch, but, you know, like, it wouldn't have taken much either. Like, yeah. But it was just like that, you know, travel day is always, like, weird. Like, you're just, like, stressed from all that bullshit, but, like...
Tired.
Yeah. Like, but we were finally there, like, okay, like, we were just, like, easing into that. So, that's really the only reason that it wasn't just some immediate carnal, like, let's go fuck right
fest.
Now. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
But I will say that it didn't really take too long because that same day we did end up back in their room. Wildy. So it didn't take too long. So there's that.
Yeah. So there was sexual tension.
So there was. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't palpable at lunch just yet, but it quickly built up. So yeah. So it was really nice to reconnect with them. And actually, I was going to share just kind of a mini, maybe going deep story about them. I guess like the cat's out of the bag now. So we reconnected that first night of our trip with them. But then we also had another really fun time with them by the hot tub. So if you've never been to Desire Riviera Maya or Pearl for that matter, I guess I can lump them all together. You really aren't supposed to be doing sexual acts at the pool.
You are?
Are not supposed
to.
Are. No, you are not supposed to be doing sexual acts by the pool or technically on the beaches. Now, not that this necessarily stops people, but I think that's like the technical sort of rule, if you will. But by the respective hot tubs at each property, you absolutely can do whatever the fuck you want, basically.
Hot tub, fucking fine.
Yes.
Pool, no.
Right.
Yes. I didn't realize that.
Kind of the general rule. So anyway, again, we haven't seen Elon and Sophia for like 4 years, but I don't know. We have a good foundation. We were able to just kind of reconnect, like no time lost. So we had a pretty good time by the hot tub. I honestly couldn't even tell you who sort of initiated this, and maybe it doesn't even matter. But we grabbed an open bed by the hot tub. So essentially, it is technically a public area.
Uh-huh.
But these beds, the bed we were on had, I don't know, sort of like...
Curtains?
Curtains, drapes, yeah, whatever you want to call them, on three sides of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you're not exactly in the middle of everything. Not on display necessarily, but still public, essentially. So Sophia very sweetly went down on me.
Ooh.
Gary made sure that I reciprocated because sometimes I like, I don't know, I just am in the moment and I forget that moment. Like, bitch, you should do that back. So like I took my turn on Sophia. And then when I went back to Elon, I don't know, like I was just like feeling frisky and good. I just went right onto all fours and like just threw my ass up in the air for him. Like, let's do this. I'm not even sure what the hell Gary and Sophia were doing. I was just like in my own little world. We're all in the same bed. We're 6 inches apart, but like I was just focused.
That's nice.
So yeah, like that was like it was.
It was real quick, hot and heavy.
Yeah, it really was, which is maybe, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is. It doesn't have to be anything. It doesn't have to be good or bad. But I feel like sex at some of these vacation locations, you get so much like foreplay during the day. Mm-hmm. You're drinking, you're naked, the sun is on your parts that haven't seen the sun forever. And like, it's all just kind of intoxicating.
Yeah.
I feel like if you kind of make that decision that you want to play with a particular couple, you don't necessarily always need a ton of other foreplay. Because I feel like you've had a lot of foreplay during the day. Like, so yeah, it was kind of just like a hot and heavy, like, get down to business.
And you mentioned the curtains. So yeah. I imagine the two sides, but is the third curtain like at the foot of the bed so people can't see you? Or is it at the far, like the head of the bed? So were people watching you? Or you probably have no idea because in the moment.
So definitely two curtains on the side. And then I guess I would consider it the head of the bed was the other curtain.
So it is pretty open.
So yeah, so people could absolutely see us if they wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't recall that there was any like crowd gathered. It wasn't anything like, I don't know. Like we were all enjoying ourselves, but I don't know that it was anything. Like,
I mean, that's all that matters.
A show. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, if people wanted to watch, they could have. So yeah, so it was a little bit, and I'm not complaining at all, but it was a little bit of like a down and dirty kind of session because I think, again, like we are like reconnected with them. We've been naked or mostly naked or close to naked all day around each other and, you know, like some flirting and everything all throughout the day. So by the time you're at the end of the night in the hot tub, I don't know, like it doesn't necessarily like you don't have to twist my arm too much at that point. Oh, like,
okay. So this was like later in the
ready
day.
Ready to go. Yeah. So,
are condoms like readily available if people want to play poolside, or is that like expected? Do you have any idea that people keep them like in their pockets? Because we always talk about safe play.
Sure, of course. I think a lot of, yeah, I mean, in this particular case, Sophia had some in her little sort of like bag for the evening, and yeah, like so she was ready to go. But yeah, I mean, in a lot of the spaces, I think I've seen them around.
Easily accessible or shared between people.
Yeah, like, exactly.
In a package, you pass to share.
Right. A clean, fresh condom can be shared with a new person. Yes. And yeah, I mean, I guess just to put like a little bow on it, if you haven't necessarily had this type of experience, I would just advocate to say that there's something pretty magical about having an orgasm under the stars.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Especially like in Mexico, like by the beach and the warm air, and it's just it's not bad, you know. Damn. So I recommend that you try that if at all possible, because it's amazing.
Yes.
So that was really cool.
Wow. I'm like, I'm in it, I'm feeling it, and I'm seeing it. Wow. That sounds amazing.
But a couple other highlights. Well, all right, before I do that, let me just maybe reiterate or clarify from our intro. We will post on the Buy Me a Coffee just a little more kind of a resort comparison of RM to Pearl. Right now, for this Chick Chat segment, I am just giving you a few highlights from our trip. So I'm not really going to necessarily talk right now about the resort itself. So day two highlights. We met some new friends who listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
So I am going to affectionately refer to them as the Tennessee couple. Ooh. And I think they're going to know who they are. So
hey, y'all.
My fun story about them, they were fucking awesome and hilarious and just like more to come on that in a second. Mm-hmm. But what we ended up finding out is we only overlapped, I think, a day or two with them, like, unfortunately.
Aww.
So they had been there before us. And apparently what they shared was, I think it was the night before or whatever. They were at like the lobby bar where the entertainment is each evening. And they saw someone who they thought could have been me because they knew Gary and I were going to be there.
Oh, boy.
So their tactic, and I fucking love this, they went up to the bar and apparently rather loudly asked for a fireball shot and then immediately watched to see if this woman who they thought was me reacted to this request. And this woman did not, her loss.
Yeah.
But I thought that was fucking genius. And I told them, I was like, that would have totally worked. If that had really been me, I absolutely would have perked up like a fucking gopher.
Same.
Like popping out of the sand. Like
fireball?
Fireball? Who's got fireball? Where's the fireball? So that was genius on their part to try to like pull me out.
Aww.
I'm sad that it just wasn't me that night. The Tennessee friends had purchased a bottle of Fireball. We helped them, because we're good people, get through their bottle of Fireball in the pool. So they, the bartenders brought out like a champagne bucket, like a silver bucket.
To chill it.
With ice, yes. So there sits the Fireball as though it was a bottle of champagne.
You should have taken a picture of it.
I really wanted to, but you can't have photos in the naked areas, like when you're naked.
Yeah.
So.
Fine.
But wait, there's more, because I wanted photos of all this too. So then the Tennessee folks were so fun. They just naturally attracted all these people. So he's ordering like 8 and 10 Fireball shots at a time to like pass out, you know, around. We amassed a little group, or I was part of it. I didn't really amass it. So fun. Yes. But I don't know. The bartender, I don't know what it was. If they were just trying to be fun or if it was really just whatever was clean. But we were taking Fireball shots out of champagne flutes
for one round. So fun.
I took a Fireball shot out of a martini glass on a different round. So I said, like, that's it. Like, that's how I need to take Fireball shots from now on.
Fellas, right
there. Like, out of a champagne flute or a martini glass.
We did wine glasses in Nashville.
We did, yeah.
It's fun, though.
It is. It's, like, more fun. Yeah. So that they were just, like, awesome people. Super fun. So attractive. They've already invited us to come visit them back in the States. They have this amazing Fireball thing they sent us a picture of on their boat. I don't know. I'm in. We got to figure this shit out.
Wow.
You guys are invited. Oh, like, we're going to go.
Thank you.
So we'll figure that one out. So Tennessee friends, who are not really from Tennessee, we love you. Thanks. It was great to meet you. We're going to figure this shit out. And then the other thing I will mention from day two, which was like a little, I only mentioned this because it was out of character for me, I think. Maybe not. You be the judge. The playmakers at all the various resorts are there to hype up the crowd and make sure everyone's having a good time and having fun. Mm-hmm. So they play various games to accomplish that. So on this particular day, there was a sex positions game, which isn't necessarily new per se, but fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's a time limit. You have to get through as many sex positions as you can in this limited amount of time. The twist on this version is, it was a floaty in the middle of the pool.
Oh, dear God.
That you had to do the positions on.
With a partner, right?
With a partner.
Yeah. Oh,
so I don't know what I don't know. It must have been the Fireball. I don't remember the order of events. But I grabbed this woman who was there like on her essentially honeymoon. Her and her man had just gotten married on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
And this was whatever. Saturday. It was like a week later.
It was a Saturday.
I don't know. I think it was a week
I'm
later.
Just kidding.
Anyway, but they were there. They had just gotten married. So I grabbed her. I don't think I even knew her name at this point. We had chatted a little bit, but we didn't get to names. Anyway, I grabbed this woman. We go to the floaty. We're going to do sex positions.
Yeah.
And goddamn if we didn't come in second place.
Oh.
By one position.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
The winners had 14 and we had 13.
Bitches.
It's hurt.
It was fixed.
It hurt a little.
You did great.
But yeah. So that was fun and not something that I would have normally done.
I'm shocked you did that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Party. Lesson learned. Like, get out of your comfort zone.
Who
just
cares
do it.
There.
Yeah. It's so fun. Mm-hmm. The last fun thing I'll share was an afternoon, I don't know, day three, it doesn't fucking matter, nobody cares, in the hot tub. We were just chilling as one does in the hot tub. And this very outgoing, perhaps very intoxicated man decided that everybody needed to do body shots. Mm-hmm. And I got to admit, I think a lot of the kind of the group we were chatting with was skeptical. But it came to fruition. So Ooh, kind of the short yes. version of the story here. His vision was that a shot was going to be poured down the lady's back and there would be a man basically at her ass crack to catch the shot. Mm-hmm. And I was not really thrilled with this idea. And I didn't even have to drink the shot. I didn't want any part of drinking the shot is really what it came down to.
Sweaty sunscreen.
Yeah. It doesn't do it for me. Right. Yeah.
Off the ass.
Right.
Yum. Yeah. But it's fun.
But it's fun and entertaining. So I was like, all pour shots, like, because I couldn't quite visualize how you're going to pour the shot and then also catch it on the ass crack, like, all in one fell swoop. I wasn't understanding the logistics.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, like I'll pour shots for people. Like that was going to be my contribution to this endeavor.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't really needed. I did it for one couple. Everybody else figured it the fuck out. Oh. But anyway, so that was the other sort of one fun thing that we did. And not that it's that monumental, but again, just sort of an example of fucking go for it. You're on vacation. Let loose. Live a little.
Yep.
Like, yep. Do the things that you wouldn't normally do at home.
So agree.
Within reason, be safe about it. But, I mean, it was ultimately fun, I think. Everybody, like, got a little laugh out of it. but it wasn't quite my thing.
Did Gary participate too?
He did. He took an ass shot from a very lovely woman.
Ooh.
Very attractive woman. Gary asked for consent first.
What
a
guy.
He checked with the husband to make sure it was okay that he was going to take this shot.
That's a very good point.
From her ass. Yes, it is. So yes, if you get pulled into these group events, whether by the random man in the hot tub or the playmakers,
yeah,
it is important. Like, check in with your spouse. Check in with the other person's spouse. Just like a quick, hey,
if
is this
can,
okay?
Yeah. If you can find them quickly. If not, at least ask the person you're doing it
yes.
to.
Yes. yeah. Some sort of consent somewhere. So I could fucking yammer on for a long, long time about all of the good stuff. I'm going to leave it there because it's been fucking long enough.
Oh, I want more.
So I'm just going to wrap it up. I know I just touched on a few things. It was amazing meeting so many fun people. I hope you all know who you are. But Germany, Tennessee, North Carolina, Delaware, California. I don't know where they were from, but we were calling them Denise and Nick. You guys were all amazing. It was so good to meet everybody.
Yes.
So if I missed anybody, I'm sorry. It was great. We had fun. Yay. Love you all.
I love friends. I love friends with a twist.
Yay. Yes.
Woo, Kenzie. I wanted more, but we don't have enough time.
I know, it's too much.
So we're going to wrap it up. Barry's pouring us some fireball shots. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our Life in the Lifestyle segment. Woo!
Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
From our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's promescent.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, all of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside. All right, so we're back for Life in the Lifestyle. Woo! This is part three of our little three-part mini-series about male, female, male threesomes. Mm-hmm. Part one, episode 36, talked about identifying and really finding what we both wanted as a couple and the single male. Episode 37 was part two. It was finding that threesome, chatting, meeting them, vetting them, standing out if you're the single male in that scenario. And now episode 38, here we are. Part three is making it fucking happen. So the ins and the outs of that first meeting, or where do you meet the person, or what are you looking for? What happens at that meeting? Blah, blah, blah. So let's delve into the actual meeting of the person. The single male for this sexy, sexy play. So our first meeting, like, I don't know. What are you hoping to get out of that first meeting with a single male? In our scenario, most of the time we're looking for that single male versus single female because mm-hmm. they're so fucking rare.
Yeah.
So we're mainly focusing on the male, female, male aspect. Mm-hmm. Like, what are your expectations for it? Or what are things that you and Gary have experienced in the scenario that are maybe positive things or not so positive things that people could take away and learn from?
I would say that for Gary and I, so that's one perspective out of a million, our first meeting normally is just we're trying to establish if there's chemistry.
Hmm.
And I know this isn't our focus, but I would say that that's true whether it's a single male or a couple, but mm-hmm. take that for what it's worth.
True.
So with a single male, typically, that first meeting is just, is this going to work or not? Can you hold a conversation? are you representative of the photos that you shared with us? God. You know, like some of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
As far as sort of a maybe a pro con, positive, negative. One positive experience that Gary and I have had, and I might have mentioned this briefly in talking more deeply about the story itself, but our good friend Jay, one of the first times that we met him, he actually brought us a bottle of rum, which I thought was just a really sweet gesture. Not necessary by any means, but just a very nice,
yeah,
like that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
In contrast, we had a single male that I've talked about this in a previous episode a while back. We had a single gentleman over to our home, and not only did he arrive late, but he showed up empty-handed. And I'm not in this for gifts.
It's not the end of the world if you're empty-handed.
Right. But it just might have been nice to have mm-hmm. brought like a bottle of wine or something. Just something. And again, like I don't need to sound whatever petty about this, but if you're going to someone's home, generally mm-hmm. for the very first time that you're meeting them, I feel like you take something. Like you take...
Most people do.
A token of like, thank you for having me kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, but so whatever. Not the end of the world, but that in conjunction with the fact that he arrived late was like just...
Double whammy.
Yeah, exactly. Meh. So there. So there's my examples. What do you got, Madison? Yeah. What are you thinking?
I pretty much agree. I appreciate those singles who show up with a surprise drink or just something to share if you're meeting at a place that will allow that, such yeah. as your home or a lifestyle club where you can BYOB.
Yeah, yeah.
Past few times that we've met single males, Barry does a lot of the correspondence. So he, on the back end, messages them and gives them a location where it might be nice for them to stop and get a wine slushy or an alcoholic slushy because I would love it. And then I'm surprised because they show up with it. So it's like double points for them, but Barry kind of initiates it and it doesn't really fucking matter because it works out in the end.
Yeah. And you can't expect people to read your mind, but if you're specifically telling them, like, this would probably be good, and they listen and do it,
right?
Like, yes, points. Yeah. Like, you're still winning. You don't have to read minds, but, like, do what you're told or what's suggested to you.
Yeah, and it's not like we're saying go pick up a $100, $50 lobster dinner. No, God, it's a fucking $6 slushy. Like, I think most people can handle that on a first meeting. So, yeah, I honestly think first impressions make the most. I've mentioned several times in the past, Barry and I have met single males who look like fucking models on their lifestyle pages. And then we meet them and they look like they're sickly and like I need to give them food to take home because like they look ill. Like it's just not the same as what you're projecting.
Sure.
And that's not fair.
Yeah.
It's just not fair to the people that you're meeting.
No, absolutely.
Regardless. So, yeah. Clearly, no, I'm over it. I'm not still mad about it. It's fine. No, the past few times have been fine, but you said your first meeting is determining chemistry. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, that's my goal. 50% or more of the time, I end up fucking the person anyway. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, there's chemistry, or like with Harry Balls guy, like I'm in the moment and I just do it. Yeah. So I don't. It depends. If we're meeting a single male, I generally kind of expect to play.
Yeah.
With that first meeting, because I don't necessarily want like a long term partner all of the time. So sure. I go into it establishing chemistry, but most of the time I'm kind of expecting to play with them unless there's serious red flags.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
Does that make me a slut?
Yeah.
No. Oh. Either way, it's fine. We said being a slut's okay.
It is, yes. But you're doing what works for you. That's fine. You don't have to put a label on it.
I think it depends what you want. Are you looking for something long term? Are you just looking for a fun, sexy hookup in the moment and you make it a positive experience? Or if you just want to establish chemistry and you're not clicking, you make it what you want it to be.
Absolutely.
Regardless. So we're getting deep. All right. So where do you feel like you and Gary meet most of the single males? You've invited people to your house quite a bit. Well, I guess we have recently too, which is kind of new for us. Mm. But I feel like in the past, Barry and I have really met guys at clubs or we try to meet them somewhere else that isn't our house because that's kind of vulnerable, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. I would agree. Like the one example that's popping out, which again, like I talked about way back when, we invited a guy over and whatever, you can judge us for this. It was basically like a COVID issue. Like, not a ton of shit was open, so we didn't really have many choices. But we had chatted long enough that we felt comfortable enough to have him here. Fine, whatever. So over he comes. But then, and then it was just a fucking disaster. And then, like, there is this fucking guy in our house that, and then it's like, okay, go home now. Like, how do you make that happen? So, yes, I think perhaps ideally, and really that's the only time we've done that. Every other time, the few other times that we've met a single guy, it's been out somewhere, which feels a little safer to me, because if you're not feeling it, it just seems it's easier to kind of make your exit.
Agree.
Rather than having someone in your house that you then have to kick out.
Don't you think inviting someone to your house is a little more like expectations? Like, probably. I think that's why half the time I give in to just fucking people. I'm not necessarily, a few times I give in to fucking people that I'm not necessarily fully into or that have too much hair on their body. And
they're already there.
Because they're in my home. I'm already half naked. Drinks are flowing. You drove all the way to be here with me. It's slightly more pressure on you at that point.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And I feel like it's hard for guys because we try to meet them out at, generally, we really do try to meet them out at a restaurant or a club or a party. But single males have a hard time going to lifestyle events because they only have PGC. It's like the first Friday of the month they can go. Or maybe certain theme parties, a hot wife party, single males can go to those.
Right.
But if they don't have someone to go to a party with, they're pretty limited.
Yeah, yeah.
In the lifestyle setting to try to meet people or try to meet couples, that is. So I totally respect and understand that it's hard for single guys out there.
Yeah, but no, you're right.
It's also hard for couples feeling vulnerable or as a female in a couple in that first meeting. So
yeah.
Huh. There's so much. I feel like we say one thing and then when you think about it, the reverse, you kind of switch your opinion on it. But
yeah.
I feel like when we agree to meet a single male from a lifestyle, generally it's from the SLS page or SDC or Friction Parties or I could list them all. But from a lifestyle website, I do look at the verifications or the certs that they have. It's not like an end-all be-all.
Right.
But I briefly mentioned, I think in the last episode, about how we don't need to vet single males in the regard that, like, if they don't share all of their personal life, if they're, God forbid, they're actually married or they're hiding something, like, it's not our job to figure all that out before we meet them. Yeah, but I do look at the certifications or verifications before we would meet a single male in the lifestyle. If I notice someone's been on a page for, like, 4+ years and they have no certs, I don't know. It makes me a little suspect. Like, what? Not just one at this point?
Right.
Like, that... God, we look like sluts. I think we have like 20 something certs on our page, but we have our 22, Barry says. I mean, we have been in this for, God, 13
a while.
Plus years. Sure. But I don't know. You don't need enough. Like, we don't want nothing. I don't need 100+ certs.
Yes.
You need something in the middle to show that they're real and that they're worth meeting.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. Which obviously I completely appreciate. That's hard to do as you're just getting started as a single male or, you know, a single anyone. As you get out to different events or just meeting people at a bar, whatever it is, it definitely is helpful. And, you know, maybe you just need to ask. Like, if you do feel that you had some chemistry with whoever you met, a person, a couple, a single, whatever – hey, would you mind giving me just, you know, a very general cert just so people know that, like, I'm a real human. I'm a real boy. and I don't know, like, I guess maybe it kind of sounds silly as I'm saying this, but it does help because people want to know that you have actually met someone. You showed up for a planned meeting and you met these people and you're a real person and like not a serial killer, maybe. I don't know.
But just gonna flake or ghost them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it just puts you a level above maybe other singles who have nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'd highly consider someone who does have a couple certs.
Yeah.
Aside from that and just their general profile, maybe the photos that they do put out there that could be real or not. Aside from that physical attraction, how do you determine if the guy is a sexual match? Like, do you message and sex talk these singles before you actually have an intimate play session with them? I am not good at that. I am not keen on the whole texting, foreplay, talking kind of thing. I know you need chemistry, but I am so not the person to chat with people a lot prior to meeting. I don't know what it is. I'm not good at the small talk electronically, but in person, I'm fine with that. But if you're going to text me back and forth all day before we meet, it's not. No, you're going to turn me off, I think. Is that weird?
No.
Okay, thank you.
That's fine.
So I think my approach is, so I'm going to go meet this guy, or Gary and I are going to go meet this guy to try to establish this magical chemistry. And if things are progressing in a way that makes me think, yes, there's some potential here, what I really want at the end of that meeting is like a nice goodbye kiss. Ooh. I don't need a complete makeout session. I don't need to be like groped and fondled in the parking lot. But just somewhere in the middle, a reasonable, I want some tongue. Like, show me what you got. Wow. Like, I want a good kiss.
Quick, passionate, I'm into you kiss.
Yes.
Oh, I like that idea.
Because I feel like then that is going to tell me a lot about what's going to come next. So that's my ideal situation. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, I think I would enjoy a little bit of sexual witty banter or whatever back and forth. I mean, I do also appreciate your point. Like, I have a day job. I got to get some shit done. I can't sit and text you all goddamn day.
No.
But if you're reaching out and showing that interest, I'm happy to reciprocate, but it might not be until after 5 o'clock or like, you know, like it's not going to be all fucking day every day.
That's fair.
So that would be like my ideal approach. We've met. It seems like things are meshing. Mm-hmm. We have a good kind of quick kiss. That went well.
You want more.
And like, yes, leave me wanting more kind of idea. I think it helps me know like what the next step is going to be.
I feel like that's such a good indicator, but you don't always know the full picture. Absolutely. Sorry to be negative Nancy here, but like until it comes to game time.
Keeping it real.
As I've discussed, there could be size issues, pacing of play issues. Mm-hmm. Like people just want to get it in and get it done too quick.
Yep.
That might not jive. People could take for fucking ever to get it going. Yeah. And that might not jive. They might be too big for you, too small, whatever. Like
too hairy.
Yeah.
All of it.
The kissing, the talking, like everything could be there. But until you're at game time naked, putting
his balls to the vagina,
all of that together. You don't necessarily know that there's chemistry.
No, you're right. You are so right. Yes. All signs could be go. And then, yes, you're trying to get it across the finish line. What is it? Goal line? What's pussy line?
The pussy line. Yeah, I think that's
it. Well, okay, that works better here. And yeah, it's just not going to go.
Yeah, not to be negative, but like just so newbies in the lifestyle know, everything could fucking align. You get to that moment, they're sliding in you, you're going, and you're like,
What the fuck?
No, slow down. No, wait. No. Nope. All right. A little less. Nope. I thought this was going to be perfect.
More. Less. Harder. Softer. Yeah. No. God. Stop. Yep. All of it.
Most of the time, yes, it's amazing. But like, you're not alone if it's not. Like, if it comes to that final moment and you're like, what the fuck? Did I do something wrong? No.
No.
That sometimes that's just normal.
Yeah. All right, Madison. So I feel like you are much more experienced with the MFM than I.
Mad.
So if you Madison's mad tonight. Mad Madison. If you think about your last few MFM experiences, or maybe whatever, just in general, it doesn't have to be the last few. Like, what is it that gets the guy in your panties?
Yes.
Like, how does he cross that line?
Perfect way to kind of mostly wrap up our scenario or our segment here. Reminding you guys, if you can first message couples with a full sentence, maybe a thorough intellectual first message, I just want to put that out there once again as a public service announcement. Don't just say, hey, wanna fuck, F-U-K. Yeah. If you look decent in your photos, they're decent photos. If you're willing to travel or meet us halfway, generally, that's the biggest thing. Their message is okay. They're willing to come to us or meet us halfway.
Sure.
And they look half decent in photos. Honestly, I think first meetings really don't take that much effort beforehand. As long as you're not sending me tons of dick pics right off the bat, I'd rather see your face and Yeah, I'll deal with the rest in real time in person. I'll deal with it. I'll figure it out. But if you know how to communicate their recent photos, maybe the connection necessarily won't be there in person, but at least starting off with those things, you get your foot in the door and you can at least meet somebody. Absolutely. How else are you going to make it a connection? Yeah. And making that connection kind of goes into getting into the play scenario. So we did put out a survey or a poll on social media, I think just on Twitter.
Yeah.
But once you're in this scenario, you have that connection, you're with a single male who I think we asked kind of who makes the first move.
Yep.
Go ahead. Is that exactly what it said?
And we got exactly 100 votes, which is super convenient for the math thing. So the three options, like who makes the first move to initiate play in a MFM? Husband or like your male partner, boyfriend, I don't know, whoever, whatever fucking guy you have there with you. The female or then the single male that has been invited into the situation. Mm-hmm. 50% of the vote went to like the husband or like that role.
Yeah.
45% of the vote went to the female and 5% of the vote went to the single male, which is fine and good. And thank you all for responding. Mm-hmm. I guess I was expecting the female to have the highest percentage of the votes, which did not quite happen. I mean, it was close, but I would have thought like the female should be the one sort of running this show, but no.
To actually get it going, most of the time I let Barry push me into it.
Yeah.
Like we know we're okay. I give him the go ahead if we're actually going to play, but to get it started, He'll take something off or he's like, go put this on or go do that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's the one that pushes me to make the move.
Okay.
So I'm not surprised by that.
All right. That's fair.
Personally.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not surprised that the single male isn't the highest. So,
yeah, yeah. No. I think that's fair. Yeah. If you're a brand new single male getting into this, I think you should expect that you need to wait for the cue and, don't aggress. Don't be the aggressor.
At least wait until you're getting into the legit fucking. Then you can be an aggressor.
Yeah, probably then it's okay.
Other than that, let the couple make the first move to definitely give you the green light that they're A-okay. Otherwise, you're just assuming and you could cross the line and that's never good.
And there's probably a million ways to do this. We're not going to chat about all of that right now. Certainly can depend on the location. If you're at a club, you know, like there can be like a lot more dancing and flirting probably versus if you're a single male showing up at a hotel room and, you know, like the man and woman are already there. Maybe then it's like, let's have a couple drinks and like have some conversation and I don't know, like then you have to figure out how to transition. So there can be some, you know, flexibility there. It might depend on your setting, but.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I think the single man, you probably want to be prepared to just take cues from that kind of primary couple before you, you know, whip it out.
100% agree. So we hope we did this whole scenario, this whole segment, three-part series, justice. The MFM scenario is one of our favorites. So we just did our best to give you tips, tricks, I don't know.
Things to think about.
Advice and things to think about to make this successful because it's been successful for us and we look forward to many more scenarios like this in the future. We're going to take a quick break. Kenzie needs a drink. So do I. And we'll be back with our Going Deep segment. Hey, boys. Let's talk about your balls. Are they hairy? If so, I don't want them in my mouth. You've all heard that story about my experience with hairy balls, and no one else should have to experience that. So we've got your solution. Our friends at Manscaped sent Barry and Gary the Performance Package 4.0, and they are both fresher and smoother than ever before.
The Lawnmower 4.0 gave Gary his best shave ever. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner are keeping Barry's boys in tip-top shape.
So if you boys want balls that all the ladies want in their mouths, visit manscaped.com. You can support the Friends with a Twist podcast and get free shipping and get 20% off your order if you use the promo code FWAT at manscaped.com.
That's promo code FWAT for free shipping and 20% off your order.
Links in the show notes. All right, listeners, we are back for our Going Deep segment. Kenzie has a sexy story from Desire RM that I'm dying to hear. She has lots of sexy stories, apparently, but
there's only so much time.
There's only so much time in an episode. So, Kenzie, please give us something good and juicy from your recent trip.
So, Gary and I are there at Desire RM in the sunshine. I'm having an amazing time. Eyeing up this couple for, I don't know, a couple days.
Ooh.
They had traveled with friends, which is so cool and fun, but we were just a little cautious about busting into the group.
So you're naked in the pool, eyeing them up.
Yeah. Yes. All four of them. Totally attractive group.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But we sort of, I don't know, like you just kind of feel a little bit of a pull to some people more than others. Like it's sure. No disrespect to the other people, but sometimes you just, I don't know, there's like a little more spark with some than others.
Physical. Yeah.
No disrespect. So we were just very aware of that. You know, we didn't want to just like Kool-Aid man into this group because we didn't know if whatever. Like at that point, we didn't know if they had all traveled together and knew each other from home or if they had just met at Desire or, you know, whatever. Like you just don't know. So you don't want to be an obnoxious a-hole about it. And
rude or be shut down.
Yeah. So we were just like trying to kind of scope it out and see what's happening. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so just some casual chatting in the pool. We kind of were next to them in the hot tub before dinner over a couple different days and got to chat a little bit more, understand the dynamic a little bit more. They were involved in the body shots thing I talked about earlier. For the sake of tonight, today, whatever, this couple is going to be known as Joe and Marilyn. They are from California. So we're doing a little play on Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe, who were a couple once upon a time.
Oh, really?
Both from... All right.
Sorry, I got attitude.
Wow, she fucking rolled her eyes at me, everybody. Jesus. So they were a couple. They are both from California, I think, is That's how we cute. Came up with this.
That's cute. Though.
Apparently not. But... there's a reason for it, but I'm going to save that to the end because it kind of like is a spoiler for my story. Mm-hmm. But they're from California and kind of, I don't know, just stereotypical California, but in the best ways. So she is blonde, fucking beautiful, amazing tits. They both had the most perfect teeth I've ever seen. I felt like I needed to come to a dentist when I got home. Like aww. I had dental insecurity. Just like amazing. He is just has like kind of a darker complexion, like tan, mm-hmm. handsome. She's blonde, beautiful, so fun, outgoing, just really great people. So I had a chance to chat a little bit more with Joe in the hot tub in one of these kind of afternoon at Desire. You tend to move from the pool to the hot tub at, you know, 4 or 5 p.m. There's just sort of this shift of people. Mm-hmm. So we're in the hot tub, and kind of a fun memory for me is we were sitting next to each other, and he had asked me what my type is. Mm. And truth be told, I really don't have one. I feel like I appreciate a lot of different things. So in my little, you know, I'm a smart ass pain in the ass. So I answer him by describing him.
I was just going to ask if you described him as your answer. I fucking knew it.
So I think he kind of like got it. Like he like had a chuckle about that and whatever. And it was fine. But it was just kind of funny.
Did you ask him his type then?
I think I did. And no. I don't remember what the hell he said. I think he kind of pulled the same shit on me.
Good, good.
Which is fair. So, yeah. But anyway, we were kind of – so, again, like they had traveled to Desire with this other couple that they're friends with at home. Hmm. So we were kind of like hanging out with them as a group. We had sort of pulled in a few other people. You know, Gary loves his little games. So he was doing a round of questions with people in the hot tub. Like, tell us about your best and worst experiences and So that was fucking enlightening. That's not going to make it into this episode, but holy shit, there were some fucking stories about worst experiences.
Some doozies.
Goddamn. So Anyway, back to the heart of the matter. Everyone goes to get ready for dinner, and this happens to be the, like, dungeon night theme.
Ooh. So, ooh. Oh, my God. What is everyone wearing?
So there's a lot of leather, definitely a lot of, like, black clothing, like, mm-hmm. black sort of leather
strappy
or pleather.
Leather stuff.
Yeah, all yeah. that kind of stuff. We met up with Joe and Marilyn in the disco, and we had such a fun time dancing, making out on the dance floor, some of that kind of stuff.
Wait, you and her or you and him?
Me and him.
Gary and her?
Gary and Marilyn.
Ooh.
And listen.
So wait, you didn't kiss her yet?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
But listen to this shit, Madison. Mm-hmm. I'm dancing with Joe, mm-hmm. and I like look over. Like, let me see what my dear sweet husband, is he doing okay?
Your
like,
dear sweet
are
husband.
They okay? Gary fucking has up. Marilyn up in the air. He's holding her, like, by the biceps. Uh-huh. She, like, up in the air. I don't even know what the hell was happening. He's, like, spinning this poor woman around. And I just look back at Joe, and I'm like, I hope she's okay. I don't know what to do right now. Never in my life have I seen Gary dance like that. But Marilyn like brought something out. So bless her heart. That's so great. I can't even tell you. Somehow we're like, we got to get out of here. Let's go back to our room. Okay, fine.
Your room.
My and Gary's room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Joe and Marilyn made a little detour to their own room to grab some supplies.
Ooh, okay.
We shall
Smart.
Say.
Smart.
So again, I mean, at this point, this is like a couple days. We had sort of been flirting. We talked mostly in the hot tub, so kind of towards the end of the days. But anyway.
And really, really quickly, people always ask, how did you establish that they were in the lifestyle? Do you literally ask that freaking blunt question, are you in the lifestyle?
No, I think in this case, we were sort of working off the vibes and like the flirtation and that kind of thing. But it absolutely should be a question that you can and you like mm-hmm. you should just ask that. Like there shouldn't be anything wrong with that.
Okay.
So we're working off these vibes. We asked them to come back to their room, our room. They say yes. So we're taking this as all good signs.
You're hoping they're really going to show up.
Oh, they're going to be swingers. Yeah. And again, at this point, this is like a couple days. We've been flirting. Mm-hmm. We've been dancing all night. Gary has Marilyn fucking in the air doing acrobatics.
Wow.
So honestly, when we got back to the room, it was just a quick like, hey, what are your boundaries or rules? And it was just down to business. So.
Ooh, wait, were there any like hard limits, rules? No.
No.
Just. Yeah, we just want to fuck each other.
Yeah, yeah, pretty
full swap, get it in.
Yeah, basically. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's my kind of people.
So I will now say, I know I've been maybe elusive.
Give me the dirty shit.
So Joe, for this like dungeon night, he was just wearing these tiny black shorts mm-hmm. and a collar and black sneakers. Yeah. And that's it.
I like it.
I was happy with my dungeon night, and I have been saving the photo to share until we release this episode.
I haven't even seen it.
I know. Well, I don't know. Maybe no one else. Everyone else is going to be like, well, that's fine. And I'm like in love with it. It could be that. But anyway.
Doubt it.
I will share. It involved like thigh-high boots and like a bodysuit of sorts.
Oh, my God.
So I was happy with it.
Oh, my God.
And a crop. Oh, my God. Ooh. Wait, quick detour. I know Gary's going to flip out at me.
We're all over the place.
Take just a quick pause from this amazing story. The entertainment, like, before the disco is always plays to the theme of the night. So I'm carrying around this crop, really as a prop. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not BDSM. Mm. But this woman comes up to us to chat just out in the lobby area. Mm-hmm. And is spanking me with my own crop and asking me if it makes my pussy tingle.
Ooh, did it?
And no, it did not. And I told her that twice before I wrenched the crop back from her greedy hands because I had enough at that point.
Did you slap her in the face with
it? And I should have. And I was like, no, this does not work for me. Thank you.
Oh.
I was like, shh, quit fucking spanking me, bitch.
So you thought it'd be okay. She took it. You bent over.
Yeah. No, like I was willing to try. But after like a couple tries, and she like was insistent that my pussy should be tingling by now.
Oh, that's not cool.
And it was not. And I guess I should have lied. I should have just said yes. Oh my God, I'm so tingly. Thank you.
So she'd stop.
But like, yeah. So she
might
not
have stopped.
No, she might not. She probably would have kept going.
Just be honest.
Anyway, so yeah, I had to just like reclaim my power and take my shit back.
Take your crop back.
So anyway, side note, but kind of funny. Okay. So I have like this little get up on, like I know what I'm doing.
You're in your
room. I really
don't.
Yes. But now, all right, we're in the room. Joe's got tiny black shorts on.
Yes, a collar.
Yes.
You got your thigh highs. You got on a bodysuit.
It's amazing.
Gary and her are doing God knows what.
Who knows?
Okay.
Who the fuck knows?
Perfect.
So Joe and I are standing at the end of the bed. We're kissing, sort of caressing each other.
Yes.
My little get up, I had a tie at the back of my neck. Mm-hmm. So he just like, boop, unties my outfit and like kind of off that falls. Mm-hmm. And then I help him take off these tiny shorts.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how he contained that big, beautiful cock in those tiny shorts. I will never understand.
Was it like boing?
Yes. Like this baby sprung to life and I just was
smacked
amazed.
You in the face.
Kind of it did. Yeah. Not literally, but figuratively.
Wow.
I was like, where was that all night?
That's exciting to find.
It was. And it was good. But so no oral. Straight to fucking. Like there was just
you were wet. He was you didn't
it
suck
was
him
ready to
he
go.
Just
no,
put on a condom.
No. Yeah. Just fuck me now.
No yes. Lube.
No, I didn't need any.
Pussy. So was it just like hard fucking from then? Like you just fucking literally wanted the fucking? You just wanted it?
I did, yes. Nice. But I mean it wasn't hard. So we did start with me on the bottom. And I really, like, I was trying to be sexy about it. I don't know if it came out that way. But I really wasn't sure if I was going to be able to take it all. And, again, side note, the reason we decided to call him Joe DiMaggio is because he has a big bat that just knocks it out of the park. So that's where that came from. But anyway, like, I really had concerns about
that was good.
Being able to like take this whole thing.
You were on all fours taking it?
No, I was on my back. Oof. We started on my back. And
you leave it all up to him.
Wow. He was so patient though. Oh. He took it slow. He got it all the way in, like fucking the miracle of physics. I don't know. But it was like I was full. Like,
but you can't take it hard that way, can
no,
you?
Yeah. No. But thank God, like I think he picked up on that. Good. And he was very gentle about it.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that was amazing.
Yeah.
So he was patient, got it all the way in. We were there for a little bit. I kind of needed a break from that intensity. So I got on top of him. And I like slide down this cock like a stripper pole. And I rode him for a couple orgasms. And it's funny to me. Well, haha, orgasms. No, not. What's funny to me is that I think I took it a lot better me on top than I did him on top. And like it's the same vagina. I don't know, but
I feel like just because you're the one initiating
control or like
how far it goes in that moment.
So whatever. That was amazing. So I ride him for a couple orgasms and then I asked him what his favorite position is because I wanted him to have an opportunity, you know, to have his time.
Yeah.
And his favorite position is him on top. So I went back to my back and then he, again, totally, I think, like, respectful and, like, kind of cognizant of where I was comfortable. And
he knows his girth.
Yeah. So he made it work. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. But I have to say, as amazing as my experience with Joe was, I do feel a little bad. I was so focused on that. I really don't know what the hell Gary and Marilyn were doing. And not in a bad way. It's not that I have any trust issues or that anything weird was happening. Yeah. But I was really just so focused on, like, can I accommodate Joe? And, like, how
his
is this going to work? Yes. What am I going to do with this huge cock? I do kind of regret not paying much attention to what Gary and Marilyn were doing, because I bet it was amazing. Yeah. I bet it looked hot as fuck. She was like, we called her Marilyn to kind of go with the Joe thing, but she's like this blonde bombshell, like these amazing plump lips, beautiful breasts, thin fit, trim, blonde, just like a gorgeous woman. I mean, yeah, kind of like you, Madison.
I'm just fucking kidding. So wait, you didn't have any play with her?
No, and that's really my only like quote unquote regret from this whole thing.
She sounds attractive.
Is like it would have been really amazing to also have some Marilyn time. Oh. But alas,
I mean, you got some good dick.
Yeah, like I got a pretty good dick out of the deal, so I'm not gonna complain too much.
Did Gary give you any wrap up or summary on your own? Just really quick, like about his play scenario. Quick, Gary. What was your takeaway?
He had an amazing time as far as
that's
I
all you
could
know.
Tell.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So it was good.
Good.
So super fun, awesome couple, great time. And again, like we had sort of had our eyes on them for a couple days, but we weren't quite sure, you know, what the dynamic was. So my takeaway, the stars don't always align. But when we finally did connect, it was certainly worth the wait. The only, you know, like that, this was their last night at Desire. So there was no repeat performance to be had. But like it doesn't take away from the magical experience that we had. But anyway, my advice, I guess, from all of this would be just to be open to taking advantage of the opportunities whenever they arise. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to kind of like break into a group, whether it's at a club, an event, a vacation, whatever the situation is. Mm-hmm. I think you can always go up to the group, say hello, introduce yourself, and then just be mindful of reading the cues that you're getting.
Yeah.
They're either going to welcome you in or they're going to make it pretty clear that they're just into each other, which is fine, but
at least you tried.
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's kind of no harm, no foul. You can go introduce yourself and then you just got to be able to like watch the cues. Mm-hmm. So that would be kind of my advice from this.
You got to play the field, Joe.
Yeah. So my only, the other maybe piece of this takeaway, and it is what it is, it's just kind of a shame that they left the next day, so like there wasn't an opportunity for like a repeat performance, which might have been fun. I'm sure it would have been fun.
Next year.
And yeah, like, and they do live quite far away from us, so we're just not entirely sure when we will get to see them again I definitely hope there's another chance to see them again, but once in a great while, you'll meet people who are just happen to be within traveling distance or right around the corner. And that's always a great bonus. But Joe and Marilyn live pretty far away, so coordinating another meetup could be a little difficult. But I hope it happens one day. So Joe, Marilyn, thank you so much for hanging out with us, for being awesome and fun and cool and sharing yourselves with us. It was a great time.
Yeah. Goddamn, though, those once-in-a-lifetime sexual encounters are fucking amazing, and you're never gonna forget that. So it is what it is if you see them again or not. But I will say something that I got from your takeaway was that when Barry and I were in Desire, we waited all week for this Canadian couple. We hooked up with them at the very last night that we were both there. Like, sometimes it's worth the wait.
Yeah,
feel it out, go with the flow. Like, it can be worth it in the end. So that just reminded me of that. And oh my god, I'm so glad you guys had a fucking amazing time.
It like builds a little anticipation.
Yes, it makes it much more worth it.
It's not bad.
Fun and enjoyable.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you had a sexy, hot, you had multiple sexy, hot, fun encounters at Desire. And that's just the bonus of those types of adventures. So thank you, Kenzie, for that.
You're welcome.
And guys, I am unfortunately sad to say that's it for episode 38. But thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned to episode 39 coming out in about a month from now. We would love to hear from you. Please connect with us on our Twitter and our Instagram at @FWAT_podcast or our email friendswithatwist@yahoo.com or our website friendswithatwist.com. You can also check out our podcast on Full Swap Radio every week. And please leave us a review or subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcast. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we switched it up.